I'm here with Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald and Ed Sealover, a reporter for the Denver Business Journal. Joe, you've been covering the presidential race and attended the national conventions. Obviously, a lot of attention is focused on Colorado and its 9 electoral votes. Explain why this state is so important and how it figures into the larger electoral map.
The way I look at Colorado is kind of a second-tier battleground state. Everybody keeps talking about Ohio. And if Obama can win Ohio, Wisconsin, and, say, Nevada, where he's ahead in the polls and all of those, then it's game, set, match, and he wins it. But if he loses Ohio, then there is still a way for the president to be reelected, but he would absolutely have to win Colorado in just about every scenario if he loses Ohio. For Romney, Colorado's not an option. He needs to win this and several other battleground states in order to be elected.
And Joe, polls show that the race is pretty much a toss-up here. What do you think are going to be some of the key dynamics in the final days leading up to the election, and what will both campaigns be focused on?
Well, for anybody who hasn't voted yet, especially if you're an unaffiliated voter, you're probably getting phone calls, maybe even knocks at your door. That's part of the turnout game, people trying to get their voters to the polls. Beyond that, this is the time of year when everybody who's watching the race kind of becomes an amateur expert on the propensity of Latino voters in Pueblo to vote late and negate some of the early voting edge that Republicans have run up in the state so far. Before the election, they're trying to get people to the polls, and then for 72 hours, it just shifts into get everybody you can to the polls on election day. People will be offering rides.
And Ed, obviously there's also a lot at stake when it comes to the state legislature. Democrats have a 5-seat majority in the Senate, but Republicans only have a 1-seat majority in the House. A lot of things are in play with new state house districts coinciding with redistricting. I know you've been taking a close look at that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is the great races that people tend to forget about in a year like a presidential election year. But if you look at the Senate, the general opinion is that the Democrats will hold the Senate. They hold a 5-seat advantage now, but there's actually a way for the Republicans to victory. There are 4 seats that are generally viewed as being in play, and 3 of them are Democratic-held seats. Now, the Republicans would need to sweep all of those. Those include a Littleton area seat held by Senator Lyndon Newell, an Arvada area seat held by Senator Evie Hudak, and a new seat in southeast Colorado. And they would need to hold a South Jeffco area seat that's also a new carve-out but had been held by Republican Tim Neville. Most people think the chances of them sweeping all 4 of those are going to be a little tough, but most people also expect the Democrats to have a thinner margin in the Senate come 2013. Now, the House is still very much up in play. There seems to be an idea from a number of people that the Democrats are going to take this back. In fact, at one point it was rumored that House Democratic leadership was talking about how to get to 40 seats, which is not a veto-proof majority, but one where they could pretty much run any bill they want through, lose a couple of their members, and still pass it. Now that tone is toned down, and there are about 8 or 9 seats that are really in play here. The Democrats are looking to take back, say, a Broomfield area seat that they lost 2 years ago that's now open, possibly an Aurora area seat held by Republican Cindy Acree that's been wildly redistricted. But just as much, the Republicans have a chance to take away a South Metro seat. Those are going to be things where I think if people have only had Obama and Romney campaigners knocking on their door, they're going to see a lot of their state reps if they live in these districts between now and Tuesday.
And of course, we've also got some congressional races. Joe, I know in your area, including the Western Slope, Congressional District 3, we've got Republican Scott Tipton, the incumbent, against Sal Pace, a Democrat who served in the state legislature.
That's been a real sleepy race. We were expecting that to be the number one race in Colorado at the beginning of the year, and it's really kind of slipped to the third most intense race behind District 6 and 7 in the metro area. At the moment, Pace is basically being outspent in that race. What little polling data has released shows it is a pretty tight race, but just about every national prognosticator puts it as a lean Republican district. So it looks as though Tipton does have the advantage going into Election Day there.
Just finally, Ed, I want to touch on the most controversial of the state's ballot initiatives, legalizing marijuana. Polls have shown it's kind of ebbing and flowing. It has a little more support than opposition.
Yeah, the Denver Post has done a good job of following this on its polls. One thing that is interesting to note is it still leads in support. It's slipped below 50% support. And generally, most people say that constitutional amendments don't pick pick up support as the campaign goes along, they lose it. So I think there's a little bit of a feeling that this is probably more likely to fail than to pass, but it's going to be really close, and the implications are very broad-reaching. There's another ballot initiative, Amendment S, which is Governor Hickenlooper's big push this year. It's to reform the way the state personnel system works. It was wildly supported in the state legislature, but it's going to be so buried by all these other issues, people might not know what it is and put that one up in jeopardy when a great majority of people who know about it feel it should pass. So both will be very close to watch on election night.
Great. Thank you so much. That was Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal and Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.